This is Radio Nepal. I am Isa. Interested with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah asks Nepali army officers to serve nation, being disciplined and responsible. Federal Parliament session to end tomorrow midnight. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah relieved from his post. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption charges against 28 individuals, including former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara at the special court over gold smuggling, and Israel issues new warnings for Beirut as Iran says attacks breach ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has asked the Nepali Army officer cadets to remain dedicated to the nation's service by being dutiful, disciplined and responsible. Addressing the passing out parade held today at the Nepali Army Academy at Kharipati, marking the commissioning of officer cadets as army officers, the Prime Minister instructed the army officers to remain alert to their duty by remaining within military ethics, chain of command and discipline. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that the officers will be able to build an integrated and efficient team by uniting the personnel from diverse social backgrounds. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah provided kukri and stick as symbols of excellence to the outstanding officer cadets. During the same event, Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal provided the Nepali Military Academy NMA medallion to three trainee officer cadets participating from Kenya and Zambia. So far, a total of 6,734 Nepali Army officials and 1,608 technical officers have received training from the NMA. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has decided to relieve Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah from his post. The Prime Minister's move follows the recommendation of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The Minister is accused of abusing his position by enabling his spouse to resume regular duties as a member of the Health Insurance Board, a role for her that had long remained inactive. Based on this issue, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Discipline Commission followed an investigation into the allegation. The commission concluded that such activities had adversely affected the party's image, ideology, principles and discipline. Prime Minister's press expert Deepa Dahal confirmed the decision to relieve the minister of his post. President Ramchandra Portal has assigned the portfolio of the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security to Prime Minister Balendra Shah. According to the Office of the President, some changes were made to the Cabinet formed on the 27th of March at the recommendation of the Prime Minister. With this, the Cabinet has now 14 members. The Federal Parliament session is to be prorogued from tomorrow midnight. According to the Office of the President, President Ramchandra Portal made the announcement to end the current session of the Federal Parliament at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers on the 7th of April in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. The meeting of both houses had begun from the 2nd of April. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case today at the Special Court against 28 individuals, including former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara, in connection with a gold smuggling case where illegal gold was concealed inside electronic cigarettes, vapes, at the Trivani International Customs Office. According to CIAA Assistant Spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari, along with Mahara, the then Chief Customs Administrator at the Office of Airport Customs Arun Pokhrel, Chief Customs Officers Mukti Prasad Shrestha and Ambika Prasad Khanal, Customs Officers Ramesh Kumar Khatiwada and Subendra Shrestha are also among the 28 accused. The Commission has demanded compensation of 77.87 million Nepali rupees from each of the accused. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal is leaving today for Port Louis, Republic of Mauritius, to address the 9th Indian Ocean Conference IOC 2026 at the invitation of Minister of External Affairs of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the conference, scheduled to be held from the 10th to the 12th of April in 2026, is being organized by the India Foundation, in association with the government of Mauritius, under the theme Collective Stewardship for Indian Ocean Governance. Foreign Minister Khanal will present Nepal's national statement on Indian Ocean Governance, the Mountain Ocean Ecological Link, and Maritime Connectivity for Economic Development. Minister Khanal is scheduled to return to Nepal on the 13th of April in 2026. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Saraswati Lama from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, and Ruby Kumari Thakur from the Shram Sanskriti Party have filed their candidacies for the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. Lama's candidacy has been proposed by Gyan Bahadur Shahi and seconded by Tahir Ali Bhatt, Khushbu Oli, and Bharat Giri. Likewise, Thakur's candidacy has been proposed by Arain Rai and seconded by Ashok Kumar Chaudhary and Ambika Devi Sangrola. According to the secretariat schedule, time from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today was set for the submission of notice proposing any member to be elected as Deputy Speaker. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue to strike Hezbollah wherever necessary, despite the US-Iran ceasefire, as the Israeli military issues new evacuation orders for parts of Beirut. The BBC cited the Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian as saying Israeli attacks on Lebanon blatantly violate the ceasefire agreement. He warned that these actions signal deception and non-compliance, which could render ongoing negotiations regarding regional security meaningless. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Saeed Khatib Zahed accused Israel of a massacre after more than 200 people in Lebanon were killed on Wednesday. He also says the Strait of Hormuz will reopen if the U.S. withdraws its aggression. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says U.S. forces will remain in place in the region until Iran fully complies with the real ceasefire agreement, which the U.S. and Iran announced on late Tuesday. Three Russian submarines conducted a covert operation over cables and pipelines in the waters north of the UK, Defence Secretary John Healey said. According to the BBC, a British warship and aircraft were deployed to detail the malign activity by Moscow, and there was no evidence of any damage to UK infrastructure in the Atlantic. The UK is independent on its undersea cables and pipelines for its data and energy. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions, including Koshi province, partly cloudy in the remaining hilly regions, and mainly fair in the Tarai. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah asks Nepali army officers to serve nation being disciplined and responsible. Federal Parliament session to end tomorrow midnight. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah relieved from his post. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption charges against 28 individuals, including former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara, at the special court over gold smuggling. And Israel issues new warnings for Beirut as Iran says attacks breach ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.